Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios.
Well,
TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Also, we're brought to you by BetterHelp. Go to BetterHelp.com/oddcouple. And get 10% off your first month of online therapy. All right, Rob, let's go back to the NBA. Of course, this weekend, right, Rob G, is the weekend that they are putting players into the Hall of Fame. And so Pat Riley did a conference call today with reporters, and he talked about the great Dwayne Wade. And here's what he said. Rob G?
Well, he said a lot. Very, you know, he was very appreciative of everything Dwayne Wade did in Miami. But, you know, the media can be, you guys, members of the media, we don't want to hear about how great Dwayne Wade is. We want to get some little controversy. So somebody asked him, is Dwayne Wade the greatest player in Miami Heat history? Pat Riley responded, quote, "You can argue whether or not LeBron or Dwayne were better as Heat players, but Dwayne is the greatest player ever who put on a uniform with us. LeBron was here for 4 years, gave us a tremendous lift, and helped Dwayne achieve what he wanted to achieve. But Dwayne is the greatest player that has ever played for the Heat. And that's not an insult to LeBron. That's because of his longevity and the short term that LeBron was here."
All right. Rob, look, I think that Pat Riley is essentially right. Dwayne Wade is Mr. Heat, Mr. Miami, whatever you want to call
him. Mr. Heat Miser? Is that what you said? Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. You know, a lot of our audience has no idea what you're talking about.
But you know, Rob G, you know what that is?
I have no idea.
Christmas special.
Alex, no.
It was a fantastic Christmas special.
It was, Chris, right? Fantastic.
It was great.
The Heat Miser. Okay, go ahead.
But anyway, he's Mr. Heat. or Mr. Miami. He is, it's fair to call him the greatest player in Miami Heat history. He won the most rings with three, although Haslam has three, two probably. But, you know, obviously he was a main cog in all three and the main cog in the first one. And just LeBron was the best player to ever play for Miami. No doubt about it. Just like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the greatest player ever to play for the Lakers. But Mr. Laker, I think it's Magic Johnson. Some would say Kobe, but it's one of those two. And so two things can be true. Best player ever to put on a Heat uniform, LeBron James. Mr. Miami, best player that they, you know, for that franchise, Dwayne Wade.
And then here you go. Remember, they temporarily, Chris, renamed Miami-Dade County to Miami-Wade County. Yep. You know, like that tells you about when you play a long place and you were able to win. And remember, Dwayne Wade won without LeBron James. That's what makes it different.
And what was the finals MVP, too. Yeah.
Right. Even though he took a million free throws, and I still got issues with that finals. But he did win, Chris. And I think that's what separates him. So what Pat Riley's saying is true. I don't – in certain places. What hurts LeBron is that other than Cleveland where he was drafted, he came back and did win that championship. But you're always going to be like the Lakers. Can't put a statue because he won't wind up
well,
not
his number's
going to
be retired.
Right, but I'm saying exactly. A statue. You know, Miami, you know, already. Michael Jordan's jersey's hanging up in Miami. You know what I mean? Like – So when you move around like that, it does take away a little bit from what you could. And that doesn't mean he's not a great player. I already told you he's number two on my list. But those are the things that people start to look at. And longevity plays in it when you're ready to honor somebody.
Yeah, what it does is when you bounce around on so many teams, and LeBron has kind of been on four. Obviously, it's three because he went to the Cavs twice. But those were two completely different Cavs teams, and they feel completely different. You don't – like, the Lakers, unless – I mean, it's just not even realistic to think he would win enough titles with the Lakers to, like, become an all – you know, a Mr. Laker or something like that. In our opinion, the second-best player ever. Some people's opinion, the first-best – the greatest player ever. In any franchise he's played for, he has been the best player, in our view, to ever put on that uniform. And yet, the Lakers are more associated with other players, and not just Kobe and Magic, many other players. The Heat are more associated with at least Dwayne Wade. And now LeBron does have the Cavs. Some of that is because they've had such a pretty much a horrible to mediocre history. Like, they don't have any other players even close to his caliber. He also is from that area, Northeast Ohio. And I always said, Rob, and look, I don't know how it would have played out. Like, if LeBron had stayed in Cleveland, Rob, and never won a ring, he was better off doing what he did. He's better off doing what he did. Because there's no way you or me would be saying he's the second best player in the world. Nobody, he would be in the GOAT discussion.
No, winning
if
matters.
He didn't
we
win
talk about
a
all the time. You got to win.
Multiple.
But also, if he stayed in Cleveland and won two or three, Chris, without moving around like that, that would have been just fine, too. Like, if he had a long career there, and he would have won. I don't doubt for 1 second that at some point he would have won, and he didn't trust himself, or he was afraid to stay there because, you know, and the idea that no one would ever want to go play with him is just mind-boggling to me.
Well, that was my thought, not about nobody playing with him, but when he made his decision, I felt like, you know, and I was one of the few that didn't kill him because, you know, I knew he needed to win. But I did feel like, Rob, that he kind of sold himself short. Like, I definitely thought he was good enough to lead that team to championships. Without other, he didn't have any other real legit stars around him.
Right.
And had he done that, he didn't have a Scottie Pippen in his first go-round in Cleveland. Now, Pippen is better than Kyrie, but you can argue that Kyrie was, you know, that was like his Scottie Pippen, his second go-round. But had he won championships in Cleveland, Rob, and turned them into, like, an all-time great, you know, had a dynasty. Because that's the thing, too. When you jump around, LeBron has never had a dynasty.
Right.
I don't think any of his teams were all-time great teams.
No.
Now, it, depending on how deep you go, right, how low you go, you could put that Miami team. But they're not, certainly not top five. Like, they weren't a dynasty. We thought they were going to win more than two championships in 4 years.
To me, Chris,
he thought that too.
And you could honestly say, and I don't think this would be harsh, but that Miami getting there four times and not winning three in a row or winning, maybe you don't win the first year, you just came together, but not winning three in a row where you would have been amongst the elite of the few teams that have ever won three in a row. You could look at it and be a little disappointed that they didn't win more, that they didn't win four, or they didn't win three. Had he put that team together and they won the first 4 years, Chris, it would have been, oh, wow. Gosh. Am I right? Wow.
If
like,
they
wow.
won four in a row, yeah. I mean, that's a little goat fodder for you, even though he
right?
had obviously great players.
Now, that would be where you'd be like, you got great players, but they may maximized it.
Right,
they won.
Right, right, right. And that's the thing, like, I just know, I remember like it was yesterday being on SportsCenter when everything went down and I was on all day and night. And if you had told me, Rob, they're going to win two of the next four championships, I would have thought that was crazy. Now, I wouldn't have said four just because, I mean, that hasn't been done since Bill Russell. But I would have thought three, Rob.
I
would have thought they were going to get at least three.
The one that they lost to Dallas was just bad.
They lost that because LeBron just fell apart.
Right.
There's no, I mean, they were the better team.
You can't make any
other excuse. I'm sorry.
Right.
And I'm not trying to diss Dallas and Dirk. Dirk was phenomenal in that series, and he had really a great playoff player.
Chris, just admit you hate Dirk, okay?
No,
I'm just kidding.
But, Rob, the Heat was the better team. They were up 2-1. They thought, remember they made fun of Dirk? That's when the series turned, if I remember correctly. Dirk had a cough and a cold, and they making fun of him, LeBron and D-Wade coughing and all
remember
that.
Remember they were walking in the building coughing and carrying
yep,
on, right?
Yep. And if LeBron just plays his game, they win that series. I mean, I'm sorry. And then now, would LeBron have learned the things he did? I talked to LeBron. I talked to his agent, Rich Paul. Like, they talked about him becoming a better man, looking in the mirror, becoming a better father, everything, better player, like better friend, like everything. And so maybe he needed that. Maybe he doesn't go on to do the great things he did after that if they win that series. Who knows? But that team, Rob, yeah, they left some on the table. There's no doubt about that. They left some meat on the bone.
They did, and that's the part that you look at, especially that one, Chris, because they should have won. And they would have won. Imagine you put together a team, you win three in a row, and even if you don't win that fourth one, you're up there with Shaq and Kobe, right? You're up there with Michael's two teams. Like, it would be hard to say, we don't belong, no matter how the team was put together.
No, they
we put it together and we
team.
Won.
Yeah,
right.
They'd be an all-time great team. That's right. And that's why, like, now, I mean, you mentioned Kobe, Shaq, you got to put them ahead of them. The Jordan teams, you got to put them ahead of them. I think Golden State, you got to put them ahead of them. Like, the Showtime Lakers. Like, I just, they were a great team. If you go low enough, yeah, all-time great, but not a dynasty. And again, that's part of jumping around is you're not there long enough. Because, Rob, I'm glad he went back to Cleveland. And that championship he won with them is his biggest championship, Rob.
Right.
That's his most important championship. He would probably say that. You know, I don't know if he has ever talked about which one means more. Obviously, they all do. But that's clearly the biggest one. But if he had stayed in Miami, Rob, say 8 years and won 4 rings, maybe 5, I think that would be a dynasty.
No, that would have been. If he won 4 out of 5?
Yeah. No. Not 4 or 5 in, say, 8 years.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And remember, they did win the back-to-back.
Yeah, they would need, right, at least they won that, where we always have the problem with the Spurs that right. They never won back-to-back.
All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is Dwayne Wade, is Pat Riley right? Is Dwayne Wade the greatest player ever to play for the Miami Heat? And if you want to weigh in, were the Heatles, those 4 years, an all-time great team? We're talking like top five-ish. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Is Pat Riley right that D-Wade is the best player in Miami Heat's history?
Matthew in Arkansas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, buddy?
Rob and Chris, how's it going, fellas?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Doing great. Happy Worship Wednesday, my guys. I want to jump in on the Dwayne Wade situation. And frankly, let's not forget that he did win a title with the Heat before LeBron even got there. But I got to give props to Alonzo Mourning, because when Pat Riley came there from the New York Knicks in the early 90s, Alonzo Mourning was the face of that franchise forever. And really, Alonzo Mourning and Shaq plus D-Wade were the reason that the Heat won that championship against the Dallas Mavericks. So I would make the argument
was
that Alonzo
tremendous
Mourning
in that Game 6 clincher. I remember blocking a lot of shots. He was a role player by then. But yeah, look, Zoe, I mean, obviously he didn't lead them to a championship, But
he played big.
He was huge. Yeah, he kind of put Miami on the map. Remember, they obviously were an expansion team. They had Glenn Rice. They had some decent players. But they never were very good. And then they got Zoe. And then they became a perennial contender. And they had Tim Hardaway. And, you know, so, that's a good call. Like, Zoe probably isn't remembered as much as he should be, Rob, nationally. He was a great player.
And honestly, I could even make the argument for Pat Riley. Is my question for him is, hey, how come you didn't win in New York? I mean, but then again, it's Reggie Miller's fault. You guys have a great night.
Yeah. But you know what? I'll tell you, he did some job with the Knicks when he changed his coaching style, Chris. I always give Pat Riley. That might have been his best coaching job.
Well, when he was with the Lakers, where he won, what did they win? 4 championships with him. You know, they were so great. They had won before he took over. He was assistant coach when they won Magic's first title.
Right.
And the feeling, Rob, rightly or wrongly, was like, you're kind of just rolling out the balls.
No, right.
You know? I mean you had Magic. In our list, he's got 2 of the top 4 players ever. Right. Or top 5 players ever.
And he didn't get all that respect.
No.
With the Lakers. He didn't.
People talked about him because of his hair, his suits.
The slick back hair, the great suits.
He was the face of the coaching face of Showtime. You know, so he was popular, but
nobody thought he was the best X's and O's guy.
Right. Absolutely.
Sydney in Orlando, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sydney?
Oh, man, thanks for taking my call, man. First time calling, man. I've been listening to you guys on TV, radio.
Thank you.
You know, and man. But to get to LeBron, man, I gave him his props when he beat the Pistons by himself. You know what I'm saying? He did. I mean, he beat them guys, man, when he had Rasheed Wallace and all those other guys. But you got to stay at home, man. You can't be moving around, you know, going from team to team. Stay home, man, and, you know, get it done first. You know, if you can't, like you said earlier, if you can't get it done, yeah, you got to move around. But I don't like all that moving around, man. You got to team up with this guy, that guy. I'm old school, you know. I'm 69. I'm from that school, so.
Are you really?
Like, wow, you don't sound 69. Nah, man, you sound young.
Wow, that floored me, Chris.
I'm 69, so you know, I'm like, yo, man.
Oh, you were more like 29 than 69.
Did he say he was born in 69 or he's 69?
Are you 69
no,
years old?
I was born in 1969.
Oh, okay. Oh, right.
I was about to say.
When you said that, we thought you said you were 60. I was like, 69?
Nah. Wow. But, Rob, keep killing Tom Brady, man. Thank God, man. Keep killing him, Rob.
All
man,
right.
You were rolling till then.
He's still rolling. Sydney's my man.
He's the GOAT.
He's 39 or 69, he's my man right there. Brandon
right,
in Tom Seattle.
Brady's done. He's finally done. Rob's dream has come true.
Yes.
All right. It is the odd couple.
Wait a minute, we got one more.
Okay, go ahead.
Brandon in Seattle, Chris. We can squeeze him in. Brandon, you're on the odd couple. Okay. What's up?
Nah, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me on real quick. Yeah, D Wade was my favorite player, so of course I'm going to be biased, but I just feel like he could have won the MVP. I think it was like 08 or 09, maybe. I don't know if it was after shoulder surgery, but there's a year where LeBron won MVP. I thought Wade was going to win it, so he was obviously maybe top five in the league, longer than anybody else to play for Miami, you know?
Definitely.
You know, that's just my opinion. Plus, he could do everything on the court. You know, Paul Pierce can necessarily do everything on the court, you know, for me. And LeBron didn't play there long enough, but I still think he learned a lot from D-Wade. And, yeah, D-Wade's my guy. So
definitely. Well, Wade wasn't a great three-point shooter. He wasn't a great outside shooter in general. I mean, his mid-range was pretty good, but he was just a slasher. And at that time, the way the game was played, it wasn't a weakness that he wasn't a three-point shooter. But I know what you're saying. I don't remember the specifics necessarily of that year you're talking about when you think he could have won it. But what I do remember is that LeBron and Wade were tremendous on the perimeter. I don't mean together. I mean, like, those two and Kobe were, like, the best perimeter players in the league. Obviously, AI was doing his thing, although that was a little later for him. But those three. Wade was right there. I'd say LeBron was better, but there was some people that liked Wade better. So it was just a discussion at least, but I think it was clear LeBron was better. But yeah, Wade was great, no doubt. All right, it is the odd couple, Chris and Rob. Fowler Fair with J.R. Gamble is coming up, but first, Nick Cope with the update. Diet!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And what that ball is!
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul? Or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It is Fowler Fair here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Same when we go around the diamond, discuss all the biggest headlines in Major League Baseball, nor do so properly. We had to bring in a real legend, a real icon, a real titan in the world of baseball, and a real birthday boy. Shout out to my guy, J.R.
That's
Gamble.
Right. It is his birthday today.
Happy birthday, brother.
Well, now, wait a minute. JR, how old are you now today?
Irrelevant.
No, how old are you?
I'm 49.
Are you young, bro?
Yeah, I'm 49 years old today.
Absolutely. And it's just, I say that because when I met you, you were in college. And I just can't believe that you're 49. Chris, the first time we met, his grandmother drove him to the restaurant so he could interview me for his college paper. Can you believe that?
Wow.
And now he's a 49-year-old man.
Yeah, I believe it because time flies, that's for sure.
It sure does. It sure does.
Yep.
All right, well, yeah, happy birthday, JR, man. Thanks again for jumping on with the Odd Couple and blessing up with some baseball knowledge, because Lord knows we ain't getting it from Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Hell no.
But we got three baseball topics, and again, because you are the man of the hour, the man of the night, the man of the entire day, because it's your birthday, you're going to get the first crack at every single one, so let's get to it.
Let's go.
Carlos Correa has had a wild offseason, if you recall. Remember, he agreed to a deal with the Giants. That fell through because of a physical. Agreed to a deal with the Mets. That fell through, again, because of the physical. And it all led to him coming right back where it started in Minnesota. Guys, Correa is batting .222 since the All-Star break. He had a good game the other night, but he still leads the majors in double play balls. He's been brutal. JR, foul or fair to say the Giants and the Mets dodged a bullet with Carlos Correa?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Yeah, I didn't like the deal when it was originally announced. So, Correa, in my opinion, he hasn't been healthy to me. And you see his decline, his little steady decline that he's on. The Mets dodged a major bullet. Minnesota signed him to be an offensive force in that lineup. You know, at least give me .270 with 25 homers and driving in clutch runs. But he hasn't truly been that dude since Houston. And this season, he has a career-low OBP, a career-low OPS, and he's in his ninth season in the league, approaching 30 soon. So we might never see the old Correa again, so especially if his body continues to break down. So, yeah, they dodged the bullet for sure.
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Yes, no question they dodged the bullet. I mean, let's just face it, he's not playing well. We've seen,
right,
you know, guys before who were great go somewhere else and struggle and never get back to their old form. And the team is saddled with that huge contract, or they have to try to trade him. And those teams did dodge that bullet, so that's fair.
Foul.
What? That is a foul ball.
For the Minnesota Twins, a team that just can't sign the big free agents, don't have any chance at getting the real big fish in the pond, this was their chance to come in backdoor, keep a guy who they hope can get better. They're in first place. They can win the division. He had a big day the other day, and they're hoping that maybe this is his chance to start turning it around. And if you're the Twins, it was worth taking the risk because you can't attract anybody else. So I say it's foul.
All right, we move on. Story number two. According to Bob Klapich of NewJersey.com. I don't know if he's a friend of the show, but he should be.
Bob Klapich, Mal. Are you kidding? Yes.
Okay, friend of the show, Bob Klapich. Despite having a nightmarish season in 2023, the Yankees are going to likely fire Aaron Boone, according to Klapich. But the idea of firing general manager Brian Cashman, quote, isn't even on the table. JR, foul or fair to say if the Yankees fire Boone, they have to fire Cashman too?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
I mean, it's not going to happen, but we know Cashman pulls the strings. We all know this. Boone's a prisoner, basically, of the Yankees' vaunted analytics team. He doesn't have the partnership with them or autonomy to make crucial decisions that a Dusty Baker or Bruce Bochy might have. You know, the truth is, Brian Cashman hasn't won anything for a long time, ever since he basically was given free reign to run the Yankees front office. One ring since 2009, you know, including 2009, a lot of money spent, apparently in the wrong places. To me, it won't matter who you fire or hire if Cashman is still there. He's clearly the problem. The talent ain't there.
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
14 years, no ring. Period. Yep. That last championship was 2009, as you said. Yep. This is New York. These are the Yankees. It's not about getting close. It's not about being in the playoffs, which they might not even do this year. It is about World Series, and Cashman has not delivered. And you're right about all the analytics stuff. We know Boone's hands are tied, so no doubt that's fair.
Chris, I'm with you fair.
It's a fair
game.
I mean, let's just be like, aren't we holding people responsible, right? If he won, we would be saying, oh, he's the greatest GM ever. And it's been a long time. The Yankees haven't won a championship since when, Chris?
Moby Dick was a guppy.
Okay, there you go.
It's been a long time. The Louisiana Purchase.
That's there you go. Yeah, I mean, at some point, you gotta do something different. You can't keep doing the same thing. And let's be honest. You take Judge out of that lineup, and you got a 5-10 store. You don't have Macy's. I mean, that lineup is horrendous without Aaron Judge.
Right.
Here we go. Last one, Fowler Fair in the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio with J.R. Gamble sitting in with the guys. Entering Wednesday, the Braves led the majors in home runs by 32. OPS, slugging percentage, hard hit rate, and exit velocity. and they're second in batting average and on-base percentage, all of which led to MLB.com declaring the 2023 Braves as the deepest lineup in baseball history. Obviously, that's subjective. The guy who wrote it probably didn't watch the 27 Yankees, but Fowler, fair to say that this current Braves lineup, JR, is at least historically great.
They're also first in hot dog serve, but fair.
It's a fair ball.
This Braves team has an historically deep lineup, and the numbers prove it. I mean, they're deep from 1-9, but let's pump our brakes a bit, you know, about all-time number one deepest team. Way too often these days we anoint something the best ever. The game's very different now, so without even looking or Googling, I'll say that's a big negative as far as them being the deepest ever. The fact that Michael Harris Jr. is your number nine batter, though, definitely says something about the depth of your lineup. But we'll have to see if they can slug their way to victory like some of those Yankees teams in the 90s or even those murderers row Yankee teams, the Oakland teams with Canseco, Maguire, Henderson, the big red machine. You know, the verdict's still out.
Yeah, I'm going to go fair.
It's a fair ball.
Because, Rob, you said it's historically great. You didn't say greatest ever. I wouldn't say greatest ever. But, yeah, and obviously, you know, you want them to finish it off with a championship. But, look, it's hard. I as much as I don't like the changes, as some of them, as much as I don't like all the relief pitchers, as much as I'd love to see guys throw complete games or have that opportunity like they used to, I do think it's probably harder to hit nowadays because they are throwing so many different pitchers at you night after night. The analytics and the scouting is obviously better, so they study you more. So if a team is hitting like this in this era, I'm going to at least say they're historically great, not the greatest necessarily, but they're up there.
Yeah, I'm going to say fair too.
It's a fair ball.
And the point that JR just brought up, Michael Harris II, Chris, is batting ninth. He was rookie of the year. He would be in most lineups third or fourth, you know, in their lineup. He's batting ninth. A player of that caliber tells you how deep that lineup is that they can't even move him up to where he belongs. That's an incredible ninth hitter. And if you're a team and you're facing them in the playoffs and you think you got out of the inning and the number nine is coming up, Chris, he's going to kill you.
And that's Fowler right, fair.
Hey, JR, happy birthday, my man. Many, many more.
Enjoy, bro. All right, it's them. The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Bell's already lifted off this afternoon. The first pitch to him is swung on, hit high in the air, deep right center field. Friedel's back, it's gone! A game-tying three-run bomb for Josh Bell. Here in the top of the eighth inning, it's 4-4.
All right, that was a Progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We are the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, wrapping up a Worship Wednesday. And we talked earlier about Hard Knocks. There's another TV show on about Johnny Manziel. It's a documentary on his life. Again, haven't seen it yet, but definitely want to watch it. A lot to get to, a lot I got to watch. But Rob G, give us a summary. You saw it. You apparently have a lot of time on your hands because you're watching all these shows right when they come out. But give us a summary of it.
Yes, I do. And it's part of the Untold docuseries, which if you haven't been catching up to it, it's phenomenal. It's got the Tim Donaghy episode, the Monte Teo episode. There's going to be a Victor Conti episode coming up in next week if you want to check it out. The director was on the Inside the Parker podcast this week.
That's so right, which dropped today. Definitely. And you got to check it out. I can't wait to watch that as well. There, Chris, is a lot of good sports TV out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. So in any event, the Netflix documentary follows Johnny Manziel, his rise at Texas A&M, and his fall in the NFL. But during the documentary, they go deep into every single thing this guy did wrong. First off, you know, he was getting money under the table for autographs, and then they brought up the story that he came from oil money, which was not true.
He didn't come from
did
a rich
not come
family?
From oil money at all. He was just
so that was just a lie.
Were they wealthy?
They had they were like middle class. It looked like
okay. Wow, because you're right. That was the narrative. Yes, that this kid was from.
Oh, he's rich,
wow.
Right?
So there is him talking about how he took a lot of drugs and alcohol, and so much so that he had to cheat the NFL drug test at the combine. And what their plan was, because he was obviously going to fail it, was to have his dad fake a heart attack so he'd have to leave the combine.
Jesus.
But instead, what he did was he just pounded a lot of water and Pedialyte to flush the drugs out of his system. He admitted during that he was not watching a single solitary second of film when he's with the Cleveland Browns. So much so that the general manager called his agent and said, hey, he's not watching film. Said, well, he's got to watch some film. Nobody can watch zero film. They said, no, his iPad log is 0.0 time spent. And basically, it just makes Johnny Manziel look like a dirtbag. When did he start
using drugs?
In college. At least from there, it says in college.
Right, because I thought that you know, initially, Rob, you remember, and it was certainly in the updates. I don't know if we talked about it. But, you know, there was talk about him admittedly committing suicide or trying to commit suicide. And so it was like you felt for the guy, right? Like, man, like, wow, it got that bad. Like, I'm glad he's all right. Obviously, we're still glad he's all right. But Rob G, you know, it seemed like they were trying to get sympathy for him. It doesn't. He doesn't come off as a sympathetic figure.
Well,
though.
that portion of the flick is near the end where they mention that he was on a downward spiral. He mentions going on a $5 million party bender where he just blew through money on alcohol and drugs.
That's outrageous. So you kidding? You know how many people that could feed and house?
Right, and that he was ridiculous. He said that he was planning on taking his life, and that I don't know if the gun malfunctioned, but he said he heard a click and it never went off.
So what did they address, like, what kind of got him, you know, straight mentally?
No, that
he
went through rehab a couple of times, and he checked himself out early, and it was just a series of things that went awry. And then ultimately, the final moments of the documentary, it's him sitting on a porch with his dad, who he'd kind of reconnected with, and them playing golf together in a very nice, you know, piece of property. So even though he did everything wrong between age, 18 through 25, he'd still kind of landed on his feet, it seems like.
Well, a lot of guys that are bust, and he was a bust, a lot of it is self-inflicted. Jamarcus Russell just didn't have the work ethic, Rob. Ryan Leaf.
Well, I'll just say, Chris, it's not shocking when you pull the curtain back or pull the cover back and see they wet the bed because they didn't put in the work. Like, a lot of times, people just, there's a reason behind it. Sometimes, Chris, people just aren't good or they never. I always remember Pearl Washington with the New Jersey Nets when I was covering.
He might be my favorite college player ever.
Right, and he was a great college player. But, Chris, he wasn't as athletic as you need to be in the NBA, and his game didn't transfer over. That wasn't the guy who didn't do, you know, he just wasn't that good.
Well, he told me, I asked him once, I did a story on him for the New York Times after, you know, years after he was out of the NBA. And I asked him about it. He said, look, and this is true, I think, of Manziel too. He said, when I was younger, high school and college, I could dominate guys just on natural ability and strength. He said, when I got to the NBA, I couldn't do that anymore. And I didn't want to work hard enough to get there. And Manziel, Rob, obviously played college ball on natural ability. And it wasn't going to cut it in the pros, and he didn't want to put in the work. Simple as that. All right, it is the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob signing off this Worship Wednesday. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.